Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. I want to finish up with a few other thoughts. And if you do want to weigh in on this, you certainly can. 888-455-1360. I mentioned that Ed Morrissey, writing at hotair.com, made the point that these are two partisan political documents, the memo and the minority response. That's not a judgment call. They're written by Republicans and Democrats on information each side has seen. There is there's partisanship built into these things. Ed said the only way to really for the public to know the truth is as lightly redacted as possible to see the underlying documents. That same case is made in the Wall Street Journal by former Attorney General Michael Mukasey. It is possible to redact a classified document to disclose the parts of the FISA application that are alleged to come from the Steele dossier to see if there's any there. That was not done because the FBI and the Justice Department resisted and the committee had to make do with the summary. That is why the memo was a product of necessity, not choice. I don't disagree with that. And I think Ed in his piece made a good point that the concerns that a piece of oppo or opposition research was used to get a FISA warrant are valid. But what you have, though, is he said, which is why I think the underlying documents need, again, at least to some point, that they can be released. And as Ed said, as lightly redacted as possible. The reason these days in the show I say truth over tribe is this. We don't know what the truth is. We have two tribes stating two extremes. One, that the memo is a complete nothing burger. I don't think it is. Two, that it vindicates President Trump. I don't think it does. Those are the extremes. Reality is we don't know. And we will continue not knowing unless we get some idea of the there, as both Ed Morrissey and Mukasey in the Wall Street Journal pointed out. Final thought that I have before I take a call, and that is this. With his insulting tweet of Adam Schiff today, little Adam Schiff, and what Nunes is saying, President Trump and Republicans supporting him, and not all are in the sentiment that this vindicates him, including most notably Paul Ryan, are making the case not to release the Democrat minority memo. One, that would be the wrong thing to do. Two, it would be political suicide. You nationalize the House races across the country in the persona of Devin Nunes. They will paint the picture of obstruction. They will, and what will happen is this entire House race won't be about local politics anymore, as House races often are, and instead will be about, you have to stop these men, Nunes and Trump. And the only way you do that is you have a Democratic Congress that's a check on President Trump's runaway madman power. Any thoughts of not releasing the Democratic memo should be dismissed. It would, again, it's the wrong thing to do. And it would be a political nightmare. As I said, the GOP memo is a subjective report. The Democrat minority report is a subjective report. Neither is going to fully shine the light on what happened. At some point, America does need to know what happened. But blocking the Democratic memo, you have to think that's what Democrats are praying for today. To Tim in Lublin. Tim, go ahead.
Good Monday morning to you, my friend.
Morning, my friend.
Just two questions. First off, last week I called in before the release, and you had said at that time you agreed with Glenn Grossman that the footnotes need to remain classified. Now, it sounds like you feel like they have to be declassified in order to give validity to this memo and the possible Democratic one.
I think there are certain things that need to be remain classified. I would say, yes, I generally agreed with Glenn, and here's where I was astray. One, this is, you sent me an email asking me, bombshell, a dud, or somewhere in between. I do believe Republicans oversold and underdelivered. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. This is not Watergate. That's not represented in this memo. This thing is even more subjective than I thought it was going to be. And you are seeing that in the Democratic leaks of what the Democratic response says. Yes, I have shifted on that because I just don't, knowing what I know now, I don't know what else to do. Do you have a better thought?
No, I don't know it at all. I think they just have to be to compete with that. I do have one other thought, and all I'm doing is just to try to play a little bit of devil's advocate in the hope to make your point better. Mm-hmm. But if they're saying that Andrew McCabe's in this summary said that they would have not gotten the FISA memo if it wasn't for the Steele document, and now some of these other reports are saying that there was more to that, that there was mm-hmm. other information, the only thing that makes me scratch my head is if there was more information and other things like that, why did McCabe, well, put bluntly, skip town before this memo was released?
Well, because it was also revealed that back in September he knew about the Anthony Weiner laptop. And I actually think that might be more of a reason for the early departure than 3 weeks of sitting on it. That, I think, that's what you had going on was a lot of connecting the dots without knowing the facts. And you have national conservative talk show hosts who are pushing those narratives as facts when we don't know the facts. Tim, thanks for the call. And yeah, I don't know how we know the facts now without at least releasing some of the highly classified material, again, redacted as lightly as possible. I don't know how. Because these are both partisan subjective documents. And again, boy, the thing that's terrifying me right now, the Republicans are going to make the mistake of blocking release of the Democratic memo, and that would be a nightmare. If you have any thoughts at all, 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. It's 10:43.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.